This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. We're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mikey. Thank you very much. I just called to let you know that I'm fluent both in Spanish and English, which you would be surprised because I get so nervous when I talk to you on the phone.
Now, don't be nervous.
I can't even really. I'm sorry, but I just do.
Take a few deep breaths. There. Okay,
I don't have
now.
That much to say. I was going to keep it short, Mike. Thanks a lot. I just don't like my voice, and I just feel so put on the spot.
Believe it or not, I used to be the same way, and look where I am here right now. So, take a deep breath and just tell me what it is you wanted to tell me.
Well, I just am astonished at how good the Hispanic guy called you up a couple weeks ago, I guess, and you were saying, well, you know, just go to the translator, Microsoft Translator on my page, and, you know, and so forth. Well, rest assured, Mike, that translator, I've never seen anything like it, because, like, I'll go through to see if I could find mistakes in there, and it's just amazing how good it is. There's Babelfish, which is horrible, because it'll go word for word. You can't really do that, switch languages like that.
Yeah, the new translators, whether it's Microsoft or even Google, now they're parsing the sentences in the original language and constructing the new ones grammatically, and it makes it much, much easier to read. So, yeah, there's
tremendous invest there.
Some of the new software, I know I bash on things like the NSA backdoors and everything, but some of the new software out there is really good. I took advantage of Dragon Speech's holiday discount to get a current cut, which I'm using to dictate part of my book, The Blueprint for the New America. And it really is very good, and it's very surprising. And it shows there is an upside. Technology, when it works, is a real blessing. The problem is all those people who want to use that technology for nefarious and evil purposes like the NSA.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that it does, because I was just for the fun of it. I'm going through to find to see if where it's making a mistake or where it sounds like stupid or whatever.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of email from a lot of other people in other countries who are using the translator, and they're saying, yeah, it's very good, and they get the content of the articles. Steve, we're going to let you go here because I have got a huge list of talking points I need to get to. Thank you for the kind words. We're going to let you go here right now. Now, getting back onto the situation of Obamacare, they're already out there talking about, this is over in Canada News, Yahoo, Obamacare may get sick if young Americans don't sign up, which is what's going on. They're saying 2 million people have now signed up for private insurance plans created by Obamacare. Now, that's 2 million out of a total population of 330 million. So the numbers really aren't really good. And demographically, it's the older people who need the health insurance you're signing up. The younger people whose premiums were expected to sort of be the bottom of this whole pyramid scam aren't signing up. They're accepting the IRS fine instead. And they're saying it financially is not going to pencil out. The insurance rates are going to have to go up even more than they already have under this. It's time for somebody to have the courage to stand up and say Obamacare is a total failure by any measure you apply to it. Earlier today, Fox News was pushing out there about how a taxpayer bailout for the insurance companies is all but inevitable right now. Now, the whole point of Obamacare that the insurance companies lobbied for and pretty much wrote most of it was to bring them an additional $200 billion a year in pure profit, with the federal government getting their mafia-like piece of the action through taxes. It hasn't worked. It's a complete failure, and nobody inside the corporate media or the government will stand up and say, yeah, this is a complete government flop. It is a disaster. It is a failure. It is time to simply delete it, go back to status quo ante, reinstate all the canceled insurance packages, and stop having the government think that it can run the entire country when its track record is so obviously poor. Which gets us back to the website. And now that it's moving over from CGI Federal to Accenture, I don't think things are going to improve too much. But apparently there is a Spanish language version of healthcare.gov. CuidadoDelSalud.gov. And it, apparently critics are saying the Spanish language in there appears to be little more than a crude machine translation from the English website. And they didn't use Google and they didn't use Microsoft because it's so bad. They're saying it's really a Spanglish website. It is so bad that some of the Spanish language navigators are having to sort of retranslate from the Spanish language website to their Spanish language clients. This thing just gets worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, out in California, the chairman of the California Legislative Latino Caucus is proposing a new law that will extend health care to the illegal immigrants. I guess he's running for re-election and he knows where he's going to get his votes from, because with these illegals not actually paying any taxes, who's going to pay for their generous health care? It's going to be everybody else. They're, you know, these politicians, it's a midterm elections are coming up. They're buying elections. They're buying the voters with your tax money is what's going on here. Now, I want to get on to Floodgate, because even as the media is just piling on to Governor Chris Christie over Bridgegate and whether or not he misused the Sandy Hook emergency funding, it's obvious it is an orchestrated hatchet job to get Christie out of the 2016 race because he's seen as a threat by a certain Democrat who's willing to play dirty to secure victory in there. But let's go back to Floodgate. Now, Floodgate is the name that I put on all the accumulating scandals surrounding the White House. There are so many of them. We've got the IRS targeting Obama's enemies. That was an article of impeachment under Richard Nixon. We've got Benghazi Gate, which is still in the middle of a huge cover-up. I think it was a botched PR stunt that went horribly, horribly wrong. We have the Department of Justice and the FBI doing a sweep of phone records of the Associated Press reporters. We have Rosengate, where the Department of Justice accused Fox News reporter James Rosen of being a criminal for reporting some of the leaked information about government wrongdoing, and they monitored his phone calls and emails. We have Attorney General Eric Holder, guilty of perjury for telling Congress he'd never been associated with a potential prosecution of a journalist for perjury, when in fact he signed the affidavit that named Rosen a potential criminal. So he lied to Congress. That's perjury. We've got the ATF Fast and Furious scandal. Holder perjured himself a second time when he claimed he didn't know about Fast and Furious. Documents surfaced proving that was wrong. We have the Sebelius scandal, where she solicited donations from companies Health and Human Services might be regulating. The Pigford scandal was a scandal involving compensation for black farmers who'd been discriminated against by the agency, but turned into a gravy train, delivering billions in taxpayer dollars to additional minority and female farmers who didn't face discrimination but could be counted on to vote the incumbent next election. GSA scandal, where they went out spending all this money for these conferences in Las Vegas for their employees. The veterans Affairs Agency scandal in Disney World. Huge amounts of money on these lavish vacations, and this one in Walt Disney World. Sebelius violated the Hatch Act, the Solyndra scandal. Just all by itself, and it just goes on down, bullying the press, hacking of Cheryl Atkinson's computer. I can't even get to all of them before the commercial break here. Influence peddling. They're not getting the coverage Chris Christie is. One has to wonder why. Going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And we're going to go back to the phone. Sabrizio in France. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Sorry for my English, because it's not my native language. I wanted to talk to you about what is the number one story in France right now. It's about this comedian called Dieudonné. I don't know if you heard of him.
Oh, yes, very much so. We've been following the story.
Okay, I didn't hear you talk about that. I just wanted to let you know that I don't know if you know the background of this person, but he used to make fun of every community, every religion, every race, until the day he started to make fun of Israel. He was 10 years ago now, and the day he started making fun and criticizing Israel, all the media, everyone went after him, and for 10 years, he's been compelled to play.
Yeah, but remember, if you say that Israel controls the media, you're just being an anti-Semite.
Yeah, and he's been called an anti-Semite for 10 years. But the problem is, it's now becoming too big, because in spite of all the criticism he's been facing, he's now the number one comedian in France, and they had to do something. And I don't know if you heard, but they now ban him from performing anywhere in France. He's having to withdraw his current show and to do another one. So the bad news is that he had to submit a little bit because he couldn't do otherwise. And it's pretty sad, but I don't know what to say. This person was
let me
of resistance. Yes.
Let me cut you off here. There was a quote, I'm forgetting who said it. It may have been Voltaire, who basically said, to find out who really rules you, find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And I'm sure the yes. French people right now are watching what's going on here and understanding their government and their corporate media are as compromised by Israel as that we have here in the United States of America. And I don't think it's going to sit any better with the French people than it is with the Americans.
Yeah, and do you know about this sign? He creates a sign called the Tunnel. It's a sign that shows, it's been called an anti-Semite sign, but it's only I will not submit sign. It's a sign that I think it would be a good idea for this sign to spread everywhere. It would be a sign
to
show that.
I think it's happening in many symbolic, metaphorical manners. But yeah, absolutely. The reason Israel is so afraid right now, their power over the world was very covert and unseen yeah. by the masses, and now we're seeing it and starting to pull away from it, and that's why their reputation in the world is coming out. They're still look at this ridiculous fight over trying to eulogize Ariel Sharon as some kind of a great leader, and the rest of the world, the yeah. independent media, standing up and saying, "Are you kidding? We're not going to go for that. That's nonsense." Anyway, Fabrizio, I need to let you go. We have a really full show today, and we've got a guest coming in at the top of the hour. So thank you very much. Merci, mon ami, and please call back in again. Turning over to the economy here, it's a bad day on the U.S. stock market. Now, the futures before the market opened showed a slight decline, but it's actually much worse than that. Looking over at the market, the Dow is now down 168. They're not going to get a happy ending on the money on the Monday market, and there's a lot of reasons for that going on right now. It is now official. China has passed the United States as the world's largest trading nation. They are the happening place because the United States has lost its manufacturing, gave it away, sold it to other countries in a fire sale. Nobody wants to buy our agriculture because of the GMO problem. And China has just gone right past the United States as the world's largest trading economy, which makes it basically the world's most powerful economy, period, end of discussion. Now, last week we were talking about how the Baltic Dry Index had its worst start of the year. It had declined something like 35% over last year. Over the weekend, over the last 2 days, the Baltic Dry Index crashed an additional 18%. This is a measure of shipment of raw materials to allow manufacturers to fill orders. This tells us the orders have dried up. This is a warning sign that we're heading into a major downturn. Goldman Sachs has downgraded U.S. equities to underweight, which is, I guess, a new euphemism for not worth the price you're paying for them, which we've known all along. All this market rigging by the plunge protection team overvalues the stocks. And when you look at the stock market and you see these sky-high numbers, it's a good thing if the underlying value of the stocks support that price, and a very bad thing if it does not. Because in an overvalued market, the danger is when the run begins, the first people to sell off, which is going to be the insiders who see it coming, they'll get their money out of the market. And without underlying value of the stocks, the prices will just go right on through to the basement. And for the vast majority of Americans who've been going along with this whole skyrocketing stock market means healthy economy, and they've been looking at that impressive-looking number at the bottom of their stockbroker's report, that's all they're going to be left with, an impressive-looking number on the bottom of their stockbroker's report. Now, we've been hearing about how gold and silver prices are down, 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 down. Oh, you should sell your silver and gold. There's really no point in hanging on to them. Now we're hearing from Investment Watch Blog that there is such a shortage of gold coins and bars for investors to buy. They're talking about a rationing program. Now, a shortage that severe makes no sense at all with this claim that gold and silver prices are down. And by the way, with the stock market headed down, gold and silver prices are actually back up today. But I'm expecting there will be a flood of these gold futures contracts dumped onto the market to try and force the gold and silver prices back down, because they don't want you dumping your stocks and going into silver and gold. They don't want you closing those savings accounts where the banks can come in for a bail-in or a haircut whenever they want to, and putting it into silver and gold you keep under your own control. Republic Trading Group, Republic Trading Group, Republic Trading Group. Okay? They don't want that. And right now, the Federal Reserve needs to buy up as much real physical gold as they can at rock-bottom prices to replace Germany's bullion that they played fast and loose with. They can't keep this whole interlocked series of frauds going much longer. Now, last week, of course, we got the jobs report that came out, and the corporate media was out there saying, it's only a 6% unemployment rate. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Everything is fine and wonderful. And analysts are looking at the details of the jobs report and saying, no, that's not what it shows. That jobs report underscores the fact there is no economic recovery, because the total jobless rate went up. All that went down was that unemployment rate as calculated by the government that is seeking to retain Congress going into the midterm elections. And we know how they rigged the numbers. That number is the number of people who are on some kind of unemployment benefits and government job search program. Everybody else who's quit looking for work because they can't find anything, they're not counted as unemployed. They're put in another category. Category to be ignored when calculating unemployment numbers here. Obama's economic recovery is a complete fake. It is as flawed and dishonest as Obamacare. And the number of working-age Americans without a job has risen by almost 10 million since Obama took office. Worst jobs shatters claims of economic recovery. Over in the Mises Institute, they're out there saying the same thing. The latest unemployment numbers is just so much government bovine excrement. Now, of course, this being an election year, everybody's posturing. The Democrats are pleading with Obama to abandon Social Security cuts. We need them to convince the Republicans to go along with more tax increases. Of course, what this means is once the midterm elections are over in November, yeah, they'll go back to cutting Social Security. Because we're in a wartime economy, and the wars must go on, no matter how much Americans must suffer. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
What's really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Lindell. Give me an appraisal. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike Lindell. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Lindell. Give me an appraisal.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy here, and it's an interesting story coming out of WallStreetOnParade.com. A lot of people are scratching their heads over this settlement reached by J.P. Morgan Chase and the U.S. government in which they paid $2.6 billion in fines and restitution and signed what's called a deferred prosecution agreement. In other words, the government says, we're not going to investigate or prosecute you for anything that you've done, you know, until you do it again, then we'll come back, which is basically a way of saying we're not going to do anything. And J.P. Morgan Chase basically walked away from their 22-year involvement with Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. But according to court documents filed in 2011 by the trustee of the Madoff Victims Fund, Irving Picard, this was not just poor risk management on the part of J.P. Morgan. He is basically saying that J.P. Morgan and Madoff had nested frauds within frauds within frauds within frauds, of which Madoff's Ponzi scheme was only one. And if that were to be fully investigated in terms of its relationship with J.P. Morgan Chase, that larger frauds would become exposed And that's why J.P. Morgan Chase paid this $2.6 billion, which sounds like a lot of money to you and I, but not to J.P. Morgan Chase, not to these money junkies. They've made trillions and trillions of dollars off the American people through this fraud going back to 2008. And now for giving the government a piece of the action, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card or get-out-of-jail-for $2.6 billion card here. Now, over in France, their economy is in such trouble right now that people are turning to alternative currencies. They're sick and tired of the euro. They're sick and tired of having to use a currency borrowed from a central bank at interest. There are apparently now 20 complementary currencies in everyday use across France, currencies that are organic, currencies that are produced and issued by local communities without accruing interest to that central bank. By golly, that cannot be allowed to stand. We have to invade France now. Getting an update on the French comedian, Dieudonné, which I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, following up on that phone call. Apparently, he has now been given the green light from French authorities to continue his new show on Monday night with the warning that the authorities will be watching closely, and I guess they'll have their hand on the little trapdoor lever. And if he dares say anything critical of Israel, they'll pull the trap and he'll vanish from sight forever. Now, he's allowed to criticize and ridicule France, allowed to criticize and ridicule the United States of America, but he can't say anything bad about Israel or the French government will be forced to act. Tells you who's really in charge of the nation of France, which goes a long way to explaining why they are in such dire economic situations right now. Over in the Jordan Valley, the illegal settlements operating there are beginning to feel the pinch of the global boycott and divestment campaign. And the Israeli farmers are over there saying, you've got to stop them from doing that. Nobody wants to buy our products here. Yeah, that's exactly right. Our governments may be compromised by Israel. Our corporate media may be compromised by Israel. But we, the people of planet Earth, can decide for ourselves who is right, who is wrong, who is behaving in a moral, ethical manner to their friends and neighbors, and who is just out there committing all of these crimes, apartheid behavior, and the rest of it. There is no law that says we have to buy products we don't want to buy, at least not yet. Probably that'll show up somewhere down the road. There's a quota. You must buy so many products from Israel or you will be branded an anti-Semite. Now, there actually is a United States law that makes it illegal for companies, corporations to boycott Israel. That's how serious the control of Israel over our country really is. But it does not apply to individual Americans who are free to go out there to supermarket stores. And if they say made in Israel, or if they especially say made in the West Bank, don't have to buy them. Don't have to buy them at all. If anybody challenges you on it, just say, it's not a quality product. Certainly true of Israel's batteries. Years ago when I was living in Kaneohe, we had a different alarm system over there. Was being run by Monotronics, I think was the, yeah, that was Monotronics was the company. And the batteries that went in the little remote sensors were supposed to have a 6-month lifespan. They were made in Israel. Apparently Israel was the only source for this particular unique battery. And they didn't last 6 months. They kept failing always in the middle of the night. The alarm would go off, battery failure, battery failure, battery failure. I'd get up and have to physically disassemble the alarm to shut it up. And so I'll never buy batteries from Israel ever again. And it has nothing to do with the boycott. They're lousy, lousy, lousy batteries. Now, Japan is holding a military drill as that South China Sea Islands, the Senkaku Islands dispute continues to widen. And we are getting this very alarming story. One of the earlier callers was talking about it, how a Chinese media outlet, which was then translated by China Morning News into English, basically saying that China is getting ready to occupy Zongyu Island, a Chinese island that has been occupied by the Philippines for many, many years. Now, the reason is that the United States has been sending military resources to the Philippines, specifically to garrison Zongye Island. This is a horrible, horrible insult to the Chinese way of thinking. It's an intolerable insult. And this appears to me to be a replay of what Roosevelt did to get Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. It was this eight-step plan drawn up by ONI Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum and followed by Roosevelt to goad Japan into an attack. And the methodology was to carry out acts which seemed trivial and insignificant to the American way of thinking, but which would be horrible insults to the targeted foreign government to provoke a war and blame it on them. Now, I hope China's leadership understands they're walking into a trap if they invade Zhongye Island, because the U.S. is desperate for a state of war with China, even if it's not actually fought, even if we don't invade China or they don't invade us. The goal is to force all of America's allies to drop the use of the yuan as a global currency, because it is a mortal threat to the U.S. dollar. That's how it's being described in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. China's currency, China's economy is a mortal threat to the United States. Exactly the same thing that Winston Churchill was saying in the 1930s about Germany as it started to recover from their private central bank. And they started to build their industry, and they became just a powerhouse manufacturing nation. And Churchill was saying, we can't compete with Germany. We're enslaved to a private central bank. They aren't. We can't compete. We've got to come up with a war. And that's exactly what the U.S. is following with regard to China. Meanwhile, Russia succeeded in obtaining a military base in Cyprus. They now have full use of an air base and the main port at Limassol. So this is going to significantly change the military dynamics in the eastern Mediterranean. Russia's making all this progress. They're making deals with Syria. They've made a deal with Cyprus. They've made a deal with Iran. The U.S. is making war. Russia's making deals. Now, over at the United Nations Security Council, Britain tried to field another resolution condemning the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad for all the violence going on inside Syria. Russia vetoed it by pointing out that this resolution put forward by Britain put all of the blame for what's going on the government of Syria and did not mention the hired mercenary armies and their use of chemical weapons. They're still trying to get war with Syria going. They're still trying to get war with Iran going. Now we're finding out that the United States has deployed military personnel to Somalia as of last October. Somalia, of course, is famous for the Black Hawk Down disaster because they didn't want the United States in there then. They certainly don't now. The U.S. is calling them advisors. We're sending in military advisors. That's how Vietnam got started. We're sending in military advisors to Vietnam. Senator John McCain, who never met a war he didn't love, is now calling on the U.S. government, the administration, to send General Petraeus back to Iraq to calm things down there, because those pesky Iraqi people don't seem to understand that once the U.S. conquers them, they're supposed to stay conquered. And apparently not only Fallujah, but several other Iraqi cities are now back in the hands of the Iraqi people and not the U.S. puppet regime. We're going to take another break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the U.S. government has now issued a terror alert for the Sochi Olympics. The U.S. Department of State has said we're issuing a terror alert for the Winter Olympics. Well, they're going to have to do something to get these wars going. We've been hearing all this bashing of Russia, all this bashing of Saudi Arabia. The FBI is going to be on the ground in Sochi, which I'm sure, given their performance at the Boston Marathon bombing, is reassuring to all those athletes. Apparently, there's a big stink over the U.S. ice skating team because in the finals, the normal rule is the top three finishers in the finals get to be on the Olympic team. But in this case, they skipped over the third place winner and went with the fourth place winner because they'd already invested a lot of time and money, media attention, because she's very good looking and she was photogenic. And they're putting our team together, not on ability, but how good they look in the mass marketing that's going to go along. It's a huge, huge fuss about that, frankly. I think they ought to send four members of the Olympic team. The third place finisher deserves to go. They very well can't take it back from their media star, and darling, that's how they're going to solve that one. Now, interestingly enough, up in Hungary, there was an incident where there was this small airplane that was flying along. They lost their radio. It quit working. Now, inside aircraft, there's a device called a transponder. And you dial a number into there. And that number appears on the radar scope of the air traffic control controllers who are watching what you are doing. And usually when you enter a terminal control area and you contact air traffic control, they'll say squawk 215 or something like that. But there are numbers that are set aside for emergency messages for the pilot to use. And there is a code for my radio isn't working. And unfortunately, it's right next to the code for I am being hijacked. And the pilot dialed in the wrong code, set up the alert. Tower tried to call him, couldn't because the radio wasn't working. The Hungarians scrambled two MiG-29s who got to the airplane in 10 minutes' time. We should have had the Hungarians protecting New York on 9/11. Took them only 10 minutes. On 9/11, we had these commercial airliners squawking, we're being hijacked, we're being hijacked. They flew all the way out to the Mississippi River before they turned back and aimed for their targets. No U.S. planes intercepted. And one of those hijacked 9/11 planes flew directly over 8 United States Air Force bases. Time to get the Hungarians in here. Now, here's an interesting little story. And this has to do with this pastor who decided he was going to prove how divine he was by walking on water like Jesus, took two steps into the water and promptly drowned. Now, offsetting that is another story, and this has to do with Pope Francis, who I sort of blow hot and cold on. I like some of what he does, and I don't like a lot of what else he does. This is cool. This is very cool. Apparently, Pope Francis likes to ride motorcycles, and apparently Harley Davidson, to mark the 110th anniversary of the Harley Davidson brand, gave two motorcycles and a leather jacket and some other stuff to the Pope as a gift. Here, Pope, have some bikes. And the Pope has taken one of these bikes. It's a Dyna Super Glide, 1585 cubic centimeters. It's a nice bike. And he's autographed the tank, and they're going to auction it off to raise money for poor people. And I think that is so cool for him to do. I'd still like to see him in his leathers on the bike before he gives it away, but I think that was very cool of him to do. And so we applaud him for that one. Now then, let's see what's going on. A lot of people talking about Comet Ison. As of today, we are into the dust trail from Comet Ison's inbound track into its self-immolation in the sun. Not a lot of reports of meteors from it. It's estimated the dust is really too fine, but there was apparently a very large meteor over New York, upstate New York, that left a sonic boom. And whether or not it was connected with Ison, nobody really knows, but it did rattle the windows up there. Let's see. Let me skip on down here. Interesting little story that's coming out. Apparently, for a period of 6 years, the BBC ran a training program, pardon me, for their top executives on how to report on human-caused global warming. So BBC's reporters were not going out to find what was really going on with global warming. They were being told by management, this is how you will report the story. It's become a scandal coming on the heels of Jimmy Savile and everything else BBC has been doing. And apparently they've been spending tens of thousands of pounds trying to keep secret this program by which they told their news directors, this is how you'll report on global warming. Meanwhile, Mission Ridge Winter Park, it's a winter park, had to be closed last weekend because of the extreme cold. Supposedly there's another repeat of the polar vortex due before the end of this month. Apparently beef prices are going to go up because of how much cattle have been lost or at least not delivered to the market because of the cold. Now let's get over to West Virginia. As you know, there was this horrible, horrible industrial accident where this very toxic chemical was spilled into the water. 300,000 people without water. People were being warned that if they even so much as bathed or touched the water, they would start vomiting. Earlier today, the West Virginia government was saying the levels are declining, but it's still unsafe to drink. And then just a couple of hours ago, they reversed themselves and said, now it's okay to drink the water. So all of a sudden, it's okay, and probably Ann Coulter is going to come out and say, relax, a little 4-methylcyclohexane methanol is good for you, just like she did after Fukushima. Tyson has recalled 33,000 pounds of chicken over a possible salmonella contamination. Oh, my goodness, it just got... Now, here's an interesting story, and it came out of newsforge.com, where 16 top food manufacturers are cutting trillions of calories from packaged foods. Now, most of us think, ooh, calories bad. We don't want to be overweight. We want to have reduced calories. But you need a certain minimum number of calories to keep you alive. And putting something in the food that will provide that caloric content, that nutrition to keep you going, is what costs money. And so the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation did a study that found that these processed food manufacturing companies are throwing more fillers, more junk into the food that really doesn't help your body, and they're cutting the caloric content to save themselves money, which means this is not healthy food for you to eat. And I understand why. It's not just profit. Between Fukushima, the Gulf oil disaster, and the GMO disaster, there is no longer enough healthy, safe food to feed the people of planet Earth. So government solution is, yeah, feed them junk. As long as you make it taste good. You know, just pour all kinds of hot peppers all over it, and they'll eat it anyway here. The number of sailors who are claiming physical injury by exposure to Fukushima radiation continues to climb. There is apparently a class action lawsuit is being delayed because they still have more people coming forward with cancers and leukemias and so forth. Now, over the weekend, I got an email asking me, you know, what's the big deal about Fukushima? I mean, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were nuked, and they're just fine here 68 years later. Well, let me give you some perspective. The little boy bomb dropped on Hiroshima had 141 pounds of enriched uranium, of which less than 2 pounds actually underwent fission. The fat man bomb dropped on Nagasaki had 13.7 pounds of plutonium, with only 1.5 pounds involved in the fission reaction. In the 4 destroyed Fukushima reactors, each individual fuel rod contains 380 pounds of uranium. Each reactor has approximately 500 active fuel rod assemblies. That comes to 42,000 pounds of uranium, or 21 tons, times 4 ruined reactors for 84 tons of uranium. That doesn't include the spent fuel rod assemblies that come to another 2,000 tons of uranium and plutonium fissionables. Now, because the fuel rods do not blow themselves apart as part of a nuclear detonation, a far larger percentage of uranium and plutonium are available to a continuing fission process, and that is why Fukushima is such a big deal compared to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Got to take a break here for Phyllis Schlafly commercials. Back with James Beardsley after these few words.